All right, so here's where I wanted to go with this. So the Commanders, again, have now, in terms of the wide receiver room, the ones we know, Terry McLaurin, they have Deebo Samuel, they have, I consider Noah Brown, right now, what I saw on Saturday, Noah Brown is going to be not put on IR, not, of course, he can't go on PUP, but that's what I consider to be happening, okay? So, now, he could get injured between now and the next 13 days because he gets injured every 13 minutes, but the point being is right now, I think Noah Brown is very, very close to returning to practice and therefore should be on the active roster. So I'm going to count him. So Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin. We know that Jalen Lane is going to make the roster, right? Nobody's surprised by that. No ifs, ands, or buts, of course. That's four. I said last week that Luke McCaffrey has to be on the opening day roster or the opening roster, the initial roster. And nothing that happened Sunday disputed that, right? He was active. He caught a bunch of passes, whatever. There was nothing special, but he can return kicks. He can help you blocking. He's still developing, what have you. I look at him as a lock. That's five. Is that it? Is that it? You're not going to have six receivers up on game day, right? So do you really need to have more than five on your active roster? But that would mean that you don't have a lot of margin for error. You would get some guys back, one or two at least, on the practice squad. Yeah, maybe on the practice squad that would be, Ja'Cory Brooks and Chris Moore, right? And Michael Gallup and KJ Osborne and River Craycraft and all those guys would be gone. Braylon Sanders, Tay Martin, Jacoby Jones. Maybe two or three of those guys come back on the practice squad. To me, I think right now, the way I'm leaning, in lieu of more information, I'm going with five. McLaurin, I'm going Deebo, I'm going Noah, McCaffrey, and the rook, Jalen Lane. That's the five I'm going with. Because I've got to make some pinches somewhere. And remember, like last year, I think the linebackers, there was only four of them, I think, if I'm not mistaken, on the initial roster. Things change all the time, right? And again, you get a couple of these guys back on the practice squad so where they can be game day elevations if you need somebody based on injury or based on whatever. Or you can sign them, obviously, back from your practice squad, assuming that they don't get signed by somebody else. And if they do, then you obviously replace them. To me, I don't see the need. Maybe I'm missing something. I'm sure they will do something different. But I don't see the need to go more than five at wide receiver. I really don't. And the five I gave you is just the five I gave you. And no, I don't trust Noah Brown. But to stay healthy, but now that Terry is officially back in the fold, and whatever I saw out of Noah Brown working out, because I wasn't even sure if he was going to, again, if they were going to have to put him on IR to start the year, I feel better about that situation. I got more information. I can reevaluate. I can be talked into taking six. But if you take six, does it mean you only can take three tight ends, nine offensive linemen, two quarterbacks, nine defensive backs, nine defensive linemen? Right? You, I mean, for everything that you want to do in one area, it affects multiple other areas. So to me, I think the area that gets least affected, and no offense, has the least amount of intrigue, clarity, whatever the word would be, is at the wide receiver position now that Terry's done. Again, and I think Noah Brown is getting close, very close to returning. And then the other guys, Debo, great camp, great preseason. Jalen, great camp, great preseason. And Luke McCaffrey, you know. I think that's the five. That's what I would do. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Dontell and Frederick next up on line one. Squeeze him in here before we take a timeout. What's up, Dontell? How are you?
What's going on, Rooster?
What's shaking, D?
Hey, I ain't got a lot this morning, man, but I just wanted to ask a couple questions. First of all, I'm happy Terry's back, so I'm glad of that. Still don't like the fact that he tried to compare his stuff with DK Metcalf, somebody who's like 6 or 7 years younger than him, but it is what it is.
I mean, just in fairness to Terry, DK's like 2.5 years younger than him.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought.
And they got the same amount of, okay, they got the same amount of targets, same amount of games played. DK's got like 6 more touchdowns than Terry.
Gotcha. Hey, I wanted to say to everybody out there who's on Sheffy, hey, you look, that man's been remarkable for years, man. Get off his back.
Yeah.
Man, he's brought us so much early, man. Sheffy's the man. I don't care what nobody say.
I agree.
About that man. And my other question to you, man, because I've been out of sorts, you know, during the off season, so I lost track of a lot of things, but our running back room, whatever happened to us having Nick Chubb? I thought we signed Nick Chubb.
There was the rumor, and I think they actually, I would have to double check this. There was a rumor that they were going to, and they may have worked him out, but they never signed him. That I know. They never signed him. You know, you have to remember, sometimes reports are A, wrong, and B, sometimes guys, of course, come in, and everybody just assumes they're going to sign him because why would you bring a guy in? But that's not always the case how it works, you know? And sometimes you work out a guy, you don't sign him immediately, but then you sign him a week later, and that's exactly what they did last week with George Fant, the offensive lineman.
Gotcha. I thought he was signed, sealed, delivered, nope. Man. I don't know where I got that from, but I thought for sure he was already in the building with us.
Yeah, a lot of injuries there, so.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate the information, Chris. Have a good week.
I appreciate you
doing in a week.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. Again, look, the wide receiver room maybe is not as controversial as people thought it might be now that we know and we have clarity on Terry, right? Everybody's going to be a little bit – I shouldn't say everybody's going to be salty, but some people are going to be salty if Ja'Cory Brooks doesn't make the initial roster. I don't know. I've seen 100 Ja'Cory Brooks. Brookses? I have. Would I be mad if he makes the roster? No. No, absolutely not. You know, I thought River Craycraft might have a shot when he came here. I haven't seen him do anything. You know, maybe I'm missing, but I thought he would. Gallup and KJ Osborne, I just have not seen enough consistency out of those guys to earn a roster spot. Now, again, they could be looking at different things. Certainly they are. And maybe that I can't see, right? Or that I shouldn't see, you know, and certainly they may have a different feeling of those guys in the meeting room that I'm not allowed to be a part of, right? So who knows? But the bottom line is, what we can see, it's really not controversial if both Gallup, actually all three, if Craycraft, Gallup, and KJ Osborne don't make the initial 53. Maybe one of them comes back on the practice squad. Who knows? You know, you can have veterans. Maybe two. I doubt it, but maybe one. Right? So this way you have a veteran presence, and away you go. You're not going to, like, lose all three of those guys at wide receiver when there's 1,200 players being cut loose. Magic Johnson has weighed in on Terry McLaurin. We'll tell you what he had to say next on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.